This is Long Shots, VSiN's premier golf betting podcast. Here's Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and Kelly Bidlin.
Hello, and welcome to our final thoughts episode here of Long Shots as we head in to the U.S. Open over at Pinehurst number 2. Coming into you here on the VSiN Podcast Network, Kelly Bidlin, Matt Brown, and Wes might join us a little bit later. We'll see. And it's Kelly, it's one of those deals for me. Went home after we recorded yesterday. Actually, you and I were sitting at lunch and we get the push notification that Rahm had withdrawn from the event. It kind of is what it is. You and I work on him anyway. We were just trying to fade him. So like, it doesn't really affect us all that much, but I sure loved the fade. But that being said, no longer for us there.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I think we found a very good bet yesterday for that. But I'm just frankly a little surprised. I'm not surprised at all that he's not playing in this. I'm just a little surprised he ended up making the trip after not being there, you know, Monday and then early on Tuesday. So, that's
toe fungus, man, whatever it was.
It's an infected lesion, which like I kind of thought a lesion was already a bad thing. So to have an infection in that's got to be double. All I know is Gil Alexander Google imaged it when it first came down, and the reaction he had made me not want to do that. So
okay, it's legit then. All right, we'll call it legit. Okay, so any bets that got added or anything for you? I will say this, guys. So we were on a time crunch yesterday on the version of the podcast, so I didn't get through every single thing. So real quick, I do have Dean Burmester in my account as well. You can go back and listen to all the rest of the plays, but he was ninth in the model that I get that pulls data from everywhere. So that has his live stats and all the things like that. Like going all the way back to November of 2023, he won twice on the Euro Tour. Then there was a T44 before he left for the live season to start. Then over in live, T3, a T15, a T8. He won one time, another T3, T14, T18. Mixed in there was a T12 at the PGA Championship. So guys just played a bunch of good golf. I don't have him to win anything. It's like a top 30, top 40 type situation with Dean Burmester, but I just wanted to at least bring that up, Kelly, that he wasn't a guy that I got to talk about yesterday on the program whenever we were going through all of our bets. And I didn't get a couple of the ones that I wanted to talk about, some head-to-head stuff too. Max Homa over Patrick Cantlay, Xander over Rory. I have Xander way ahead of Rory in my models. So like I have that in there. And then weirdly enough, if you do the short-term stuff, like long-term stuff, you still get really good stuff out of Cantlay just because he was so awesome last year and all whatever. But like if you do short-term stuff, Homa kicks the hell out of him in my model. And so considering I was getting plus money on Homa over Cantlay, I was getting plus money of Xander versus Rory. I did do that.
Okay, quick thoughts on all of those. Burmester was a guy that popped a little bit for me as well. I just kind of chose to ignore him and move on. But I definitely would have model rating out to kind of support you as well on that one. Cantlay Homa, I have no interest in either one of those guys for me right now. And then Shoffley, I think this is an interesting discussion because it is I would say that all my stuff says points to make that bet as well. I haven't made it yet. I know you brought that up, or I saw you had that yesterday. I've been. It's probably the one bet that I've thought about and thought about and thought about, and I haven't pulled the trigger yet. And simply just because Rory still rates out pretty high for me, just in the stack where everybody's at in the field. He's probably still a solid 3-4 for me. In this field, is there a gap though, like you said, between where I've got Xander at and where he falls at? Yeah, there is. So it probably should be a bet for me. I haven't decided yet. My position on him top 10 is big enough, but not too big, Matt, that I'm trying to figure out, I like Xander so much. Do I want to add there, or do I want to add in a matchup like that or something like that? So yeah. I'm right there with you though. I think it's probably a good bet. The only thing that I added last night is because I couldn't get this guy out of my head, and I don't think I brought it up on any of the shows or anything we've talked about before. U.S. Open, tough conditions. We keep going back and forth on some of these golfers. I think people make great points, and Wes is joining us right now. I know you guys are kind of split on Cameron Smith. He's a guy I've just decided to not go down either one of those roads, because I think I've heard smart arguments for both sides. The one guy I can't get out of my mind, though, is Brooks Koepka. And I played him, winner without Scottie Scheffler. I played him in that market. That's all I'm going. I'm not leaning in hard with him. I think I'm not really sure where his game's at right now. I think it's on the upswing, though, a little bit from stuff I'm looking at LIV. And it's just more the trust of this is a big time major. I think this is a course that's going to require some creativity. And he's a guy that I trust when the conditions get the toughest. So an ad for me, really, from more of the mental side of things, and kind of a gut play for me with Brooks Koepka. Wes, welcome to the pod.
Wes, anything that you ended up adding after we got wrapped yesterday and the ROM news came down?
Yeah, well, we kind of teased it during the Long Shots pod yesterday. And, you know, I was resistant. I wasn't playing on him. I wasn't playing against him. I did, of course. I couldn't resist temptation. I did add a little Rory McIlroy yesterday.
Okay.
With, of course, that he and Erica have reconciled. So I think that at least is going to put you in a positive frame of mind that your marriage got saved. So look, and he's in that pairing too with Xander, and then of course Scotty. So, you know, he's like, right now he's the third man of that group, because Xander won the last major at the PGA, and then Scotty Scheffler is the clear number one in the world and just crushing everybody. So, you know, I think when something like this happens, and Rory's kind of been through the ringer the last 2 years, because we all know that he was the voice of the PGA Tour and fighting the good fight, and then the commissioner kind of pulled the rug out from under him, and, you know, made Rory look a little bit foolish. And then, you know, I'm going to leave the board, and then maybe I'm going to come back to the board. Some of the guys don't want me there. So there was that. And then obviously the stuff in his personal life. So I wonder if there's a point, you know, here in the next day or so where he kind of is just by himself and he just kind of gives like a deep breath here, you know, and then realize, hey, let's go play. And, you know, Rory's actually getting bet, I'm seeing in some of the matchup markets. So you're not really seeing an adjustment, I don't think, in terms of like the odds on price or maybe some of the top 10s or top 20s, but he's matched up against some premium players in this market. Obviously Xander, Morikawa, the Scotty price has pretty much just stayed pretty stagnant, but he's starting to get some support in the matchup market. So I did add Rory at least to the outright, and then put up some top 10s and 20s today. I'm going to work on the top 40s later this afternoon.
I like that.
Was there any of those 10s and 20s that ended up kind of being your favorite? Was there one that you really liked as you dug in a little bit further?
Yeah, a little bit. Look, I did, and I pretty much did the 20s in terms of, you know, the guys that I bet on outright. So, you know, Fleetwood was there, certainly Morikawa. I did do Scotty top five. I mentioned that yesterday. $1.20, I think, is still the market best. Matsuyama top 20, plus 160. Fleetwood about plus 150. Morikawa, you got to lay a little bit of a price at minus 120. Also did a Justin Thomas top 20, and that's about as much as I could do, because he is, I think, really one of the players that you don't know what you're going to get. It's not going to shock you if all of a sudden he plays well, because he's had those little spots this year where it's like, okay, you know, he's back. You know, this is the top 10, top 15 caliber player of the world that we're used to. And then you have some weeks where it's like, man, he is just way off, because, you know, we know he's had the caddy change. He split with Bones McKay, will be on the NBC coverage this weekend. And Matt Minister, Patrick Cantlay's old bag man, has been aboard with him. And it's kind of been mixed results so far. So I did do some top 20s with those fellows. Did a top 20 with Victor Hovland, who I thought really had one of the best observations in terms of how you attack this course. Aggressive off the tee, conservative as hell into the greens. And that's what you're going to have to be this week. Center of the green, even if you feel like you're like 40 feet away from the hole, is never going to be a bad shot this week.
Kelly, I know you wanted me to talk a little bit about my Scheffler strategy outside of the Scheffler wire to wire. I didn't get into talk about these other ones, but basically this isn't for everyone, but I have a little bit more risk tolerance than everything else. And so, like, I took a whole bunch of guys that I liked and just bet exactus with Scotty. So I did Scotty Xander, Scotty Morikawa, Scotty Koepka, And that like jacks the prices up to like 28 to 1, 35 to 1, 50 to 1 on all these. And so, again, it's not for everyone, but I'm trying to get paid off of a Scotty win as opposed to like a plus 280 number.
Correct. So I like it, and it's not for everybody. I like the strategy, though, because if you're making the case, if you're anybody out there who's making the case to go make bets in the winner without Scottie Scheffler market, well, then essentially you're kind of doing that type of thing. Like, you, right, you are allowing for the very real possibility that Scottie Scheffler wins this event. So if you're making bets in that market, then I think that's very, people should understand why you're translating that over to doing what you're doing, and hoping to cash in on a much longer ticket than what you would get in just the winner without market. And then real quick, Wes, I agree with you. JT, wouldn't be surprised, man. I think you got a bet on him, right? Outright bet. I wouldn't be surprised if that guy won the thing or if he misses the damn cut. I'm with you. I can't figure him out. And Hovland, I'm fine staying away from. He's another guy that I'm not exactly sure, you know, how his game's going to fare this week. I think I'd be quicker to bet on him than bet against him, but he's another guy I'm kind of staying away from.
Yeah, and as far as the odds out there, guys, with everything from when we recorded yesterday, like we said, it's 280 on Scotty now, down from the 3-1, but really holding kind of true with a lot of these other names out there. There wasn't really any big massive shift out there for anybody that we talked about. I mean, it's getting bet into for sure. I've seen the screens flashing here and there, but like, it's no drastic change. It's still 10 on Xander, still 11 on Rory, it's still 16 on Colin, it's still 20 on Victor. Like, all Bryson's at 20. So it's a market that people are betting into, Kelly, but not necessarily seeing the odds reflect that.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. Wes, I'm glad you bring up whenever you do about the matchups being bet. That is kind of a way to tell a little bit more where guys who's being bet on, who's being bet against. I got a couple questions on Twitter about my bets over at VSiN.com, so I do want to clear this up. There's not VSiN.com. We're limited on some of the ways that we're able to enter some of our picks. Yes. So I have outrights on only Colin Morikawa and Hideki Matsuyama. Those were made before markets were reposted this week. Everything else that I bet, I listed them as outrights on there because I wanted to get bets up for everybody, but Brooks Koepka and Keegan Bradley are in winner without Scottie Scheffler markets. Mm-hmm. That's what I bet this week. I know there was a little confusion. I got a couple tweets about that, so I wanted to clarify that. And then real quick, top five Scottie Scheffler, top 10s on Shoffley and Morikawa for me. Top 20s on Morikawa and Fleetwood. Top 40s on Straka and Rye. Rye over Jaeger in a matchup. And then Hideki as top Japanese player. That's my whole card right now. Don't really, you know, honestly, Matt, the only thing I'm even considering adding is possibly that Shoffley matchup. And that's about it. A little bit first round leader stuff I'll probably look at tonight, but I'm going to be dialed back even in that market this week. I think I want to get a feel for how this course is going to look.
Do you know the only one I have in? Shocker, it's Scottie Scheffler.
Exactly. Yeah,
I can get three times what I can get on him outright, you know, like to be the leader after first round. So I'll take that. It's the only first round leader I have in right now. Wes, do you have any in your account?
Well, just a couple points on Scottie that I did want to make too. There are some shops, I believe, out there that have after round one placement markets too, if you want to look at that, you know, like I've seen people play Scottie top 20 and a lot of obviously the favorites because, you know, we never really see, okay, Scottie Scheffler is going to shoot 73 in the first round and be it. We never see that. Even if he plays mediocre, he's probably even par or, you know, one under or something and a few off the pace. But last night on our Visa Tonight program, Matt Humans and I had Sam Cooney on, who's part of the Circa odds team and works with Jeff Davis a lot on the golf. And he said for the first time this year, they actually have real liability on Scottie Scheffler. And that they, you know, because a lot of times it's like, okay, we're probably going to get small increment bets on him, you know, just people wanting to win. So you're going to get a lot of the casual bettors that, hey, I just want $20 or I just want $50 on him. So that's never going to break you liability wise. But for the first time this year, they actually have like real liability where they've actually taken big bets, not just from sharper guys, but, you know, public betting a little bit bigger too. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The fact that, you know, and I've seen that a little bit in the golf space too, because there are guys that, you know, are have kind of like maybe been beaten into submission I guess, if you will. You know, so you're seeing, you know, yeah, exactly. I feel like I have too with all these runner ups, but I'm still being stubborn because that's just who I am. But, you know, they're posting the, you know, they're saying, hey, Scotty, 4-1, I'm willing to bet it. And, you know, and I can't necessarily argue with that and say, hey, that's a bad read or that's a bad bet. But you're seeing, I think you're starting to see like a fear factor, I think, a little bit in the market. And we talked about it on Long Shots yesterday. It's like, you got to have at least some kind of exposure, even if it doesn't win, you know, to have some kind of exposure just to cover yourself, or, you know, because I know we all, and my regular partner, Matt Humans, we've all at some point had to bet Scotty in play in a tournament. Like, I had to do it a couple times this year, including at the Players Championship when I had two guys right there on the lead. And, you know, we've had to do that. So it's like, do I just go ahead and bet it now, thinking that this is the best price what we're going to get? Or do you get creative like Matt did, kind of with the exactas or, you know, some other form of play?
The to end this out, guys, just real quick, there is a market over at DraftKings that is a six ball. They call them six shooters. Scottie Scheffler's plus 210 against five other golfers, and he's plus 280 to win the whole thing.
Auto bet that one, yes.
So I just want to point that out. And yes, it is the five guys that a lot of us have made cases for. It's Rory and Xander and Bryson and Victor and Fleetwood. That being said, he's plus 210 to beat five guys, or plus 280 to beat a field of 150 guys. I understand 70 cents is 70 cents, but for me, if I really, really, really wanted it, I would just take the plus 210 for him to beat five guys as opposed to 150 other guys. So yep. That's just a market that is available out there over at DraftKings. Guys, again, all of our picks up over at VSiN.com/picks. And if you want a full year of VSiN Pro, 13 months for the price of 12, you can use the promo code GOLF, G-O-L-F, just for $199. For Wes, for Kelly, I'm Matt. Good luck on all your U.S. Open bets.